Dari dunia hiburan, seorang ibu bernama Amy berusaha menyelamatkan putranya yang terjebak di sekolah karena adanya teror penembakan. Semua ini diceritakan dalam film arahan sutradara Philip Noyce yang berjudul The Desperate Hour.
Noah, you're gonna be late.
Listen, I was thinking we could do family night tonight. Movie, dinner.
Rasa duka yang mendalam masih menghantui kehidupan Amy dan kedua anaknya setelah suaminya meninggal dunia. Hal ini menyebabkan hubungan Amy dengan putranya yang bernama Noah mulai renggang. Suatu hari saat sedang lari pagi di hutan, Amy mendengar kabar bahwa telah terjadi aksi penembakan di sekolah Noah. Ia pun berjuang untuk menyelamatkan anaknya.
I'm 5 miles from home.
I don't have a car and tell me what's happening.
There are 5 people barricaded. Your son is one of them and so is the suspect.
Lewat sebuah wawancara dengan Associated Press, aktris Naomi Watts yang memerankan tokoh Amy mengatakan, untuk bermain dalam film ini, ia berusaha mempersiapkan dirinya baik secara fisik maupun emosi.
I had to prepare in all kinds of ways, physically, emotionally, and you know, I didn't know at this age my body would be able to get there, but I was just constantly finding myself putting myself in the shoes of somebody who was actually going through that kind of story, which is horrific to anyone, all parents, you don't want that story for yourself or anyone to play out.
Naomi Watts menambahkan, untuk bisa mendalami perannya, ia berusaha menempatkan dirinya di posisi orang tua atau siapapun yang pernah mengalami hal seperti ini.
He doesn't have your negotiator son, does he? He has mine and an AR-15. Do something about it.
Menurut Naomi, luapan emosi yang membantunya dalam berakting dapat lebih mudah terasa saat dirinya lelah. Hal ini pun ia rasakan saat harus syuting adegan lari selama beberapa mil di awal film.
If you're physically exhausted, the emotions are far easier to access, and so we figured out as we went along. Pretty early on in the piece, that worked in our favor. So, you know, some of the shots where I was running for a good couple of miles, and I'm not as fit as I was.
Walau sudah mengikuti pelatihan yang berat sebelumnya, rasa lelah itu tetap timbul.
Noah. Where are you?
Help. He's here.
Who's here?
I'm scared.
Noah, jump.
Mengenai tema dalam film ini yang mengangkat aksi teror dan penembakan di sekolah, Naomi mengatakan bahwa kejahatan ini masih terus terjadi.
They just keep happening.
Menurutnya, akses terhadap senjata juga mudah, sehingga senjata-senjata ini bisa jatuh ke tangan orang-orang yang salah.
The accessibility to firearms is just too great. You know, if access is easy, they're going to end up in the wrong hands of the wrong people, and it's just awful, you know.
Pull up the internal drives.
That's illegal, Amy.
He has my boy. I need his phone number. I'm coming to get you, honey.
Naomi Watts berharap film ini dapat membuka mata para penonton.
And hopefully this movie can touch on that in some way.
Dalam film ini, Naomi Watts juga berperan sebagai salah satu produser. Film berdurasi 84 menit ini mulai tayang di Amerika pada tanggal 25 Maret 2022.
I'm his mom. Tell me how I can help you.
SWAT has entered the East Wing.
Oh my God, please hurry, please hurry.
Who are you talking to?
What?
Who are you talking to?
You.
You're a liar. You're
what?
The police.
No, who's I'm not there? The police.
Tell me where he is.
Dari Washington, D.C., VOA.